The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed, hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows. You gotta have the evil laugh, right? The shadow. Are you guys familiar with the shadow? You hosted a 1930s radio mystery drama, and the show began with that line. Very, very much like Jesus in the gospel this morning when he talks about out of the recesses of the heart come wicked designs. You know, the human heart, it is full of dark secrets, terrible truths that only God and psychoanalysts can read. But is the human heart evil? I don't think so, and Jesus is not saying so either. But Jesus is recognizing a very important truth, a very important reality of psychology and spirituality. The Dominican writer, Gerald Vaughan, described the human heart in this way. The heart of man is a great abyss, and in it there is room for infinity, because in it is an infinity of desire, and it will not remain empty. The stark horror of alien evil will inhabit it if it does not contain the limitless ocean of God's goodness. Now, Catholic tradition has a very, very positive outlook on human nature, but it's also realistic. We believe in the basic goodness of people, but also recognize that we do things. We cause great hurt and suffering on others. But still, is the human heart evil? No. But there is the reality of calculated and deliberate human hate. Now, most of us, when we wander off the path, when we get off the rails, when morally we're suffering, it's because we misguidedly try to fill that infinite abyss of desire with things, or with people that we use as things, or with ideas of power, control, influence, status, and so on. The problem with all of that is that they're finite and fleeting. And by definition, the finite is never able to satisfy the infinite. Nature abhors a vacuum. And the desire, the infinite desire of our hearts, will try to be filled and satisfied. But an infinite desire can only be satiated by something infinite. God offers himself to us. God's great desire is that we fill our hearts not with what is finite and fleeting, but that we fill our hearts with the infinite ocean of his goodness.